A U.S.-Canadian panel advising the Great Lakes Fishery Commission wants the Enbridge Corporation to immediately replace a pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac. The committee says it worries the 60-year-old pipes are at risk of rupturing and causing severe damage at the north end of Lakes Michigan and Huron. Al House of Washburn is the vice chair of the committee. He says asking Enbridge to do more would set a good precedent given the possibility of a new pipeline terminal at Superior and even Great Lakes ships hauling oil.
Having been in business for 32 years myself, what I found is that companies build something, and obviously the minimum they have to put into it, the more profit they make. What I think we have to do here is drive home the point to those companies that they have to continue to spend money to upgrade these to prevent environmental damage.
House says the Anglers Advisory Board is not asking for the pipeline to be shut down because the U.S. and Canada still need lots of oil and gas. Enbridge spokesperson Jason Mansham says the Mackinac pipeline is monitored 24/7.
We have regular internal inspections that run inside the pipeline to look for such things as abnormalities that could be dents, cracks, or corrosion. We also have external inspections, including dive teams.
Mansham says there are no indications that the pipeline needs repairs or replacement. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.